I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Hearts change when believers respond to a natural disaster and survivors get to see the love of Christ in action. But what happens 5 or 6 years afterwards? Joe Handley of Asian Access found out during a recent visit to Japan. He was checking up on survivors of the 2011 triple disaster, a deadly earthquake, tsunami, nuclear combination. Though the people didn't know the word for Christian, they knew their visitors represented Christ. Context makes this even more profound.
The response rates to the gospel have skyrocketed during this period of time, which is stunning for Japan. You don't see this kind of response normally. It's a very difficult place to reach for Christ.
And please pray for the gospel to continue spreading in this part of the world. You're listening to Mission Network News. In a 2013 survey, Barna Group found that only one-third of believers surveyed felt a sense of God's calling in their work or career. But Carl Muller, CEO of Biblica, suggests if you only think about God's calling as a job or career, you could miss God's most obvious call on your life.
I think when we sometimes cop out and say, you know, I'm not called to be a missionary or I'm not called to be an evangelist, we're really saying it makes me uncomfortable. And we're really saying I don't want to push my comfort zones. And that's not the issue. The issue is when we have biblical literacy to understand the Great Commission, that we want to join with God in His work, even if we're not gifted, even if we may not be called full-time to be a missionary, we can certainly be a witness.
And as always, learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news delivered every morning, stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, photos, and more. Again, that's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.